Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Yud Dalet. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. The last couple of words on page Kuf Chaf Aleph. We're about to turn on to page 242. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Oser Litein Shava O Shemen Ov V'Nekev HaChavis L'Sosmo. You are not allowed to put wax or thick oil in the hole of a barrel to close it up. That would be smoothing it out. Because if you put wax there, or you put thick oil, that could be a problem of mimareach. The Ramah says, Pirish Aruch, the Aruch explains, Sicha, Mishicha, Ticha, Miricha, Shia, Inyan Echadu. All these expressions are really the same thing. They're all talking about smoothing out, and therefore you can't plug up the hole with wax or with thick oil, because you might smooth it out. But other materials where there is no concern for meruach, mutter, it's permissible. The Rama adds on, Hoel ve'ein hayayin yotzei oz. Since the wine is not pouring out before you plug it up, we'll see why that matters. And it's a material that you don't smear, you don't smooth it out. Therefore, to plug up your barrel with that material is permissible. V'imhoyo hayayin yotzei derech hanekev oser l'sosmo. But then the Mechaber says, if the wine is pouring out from that hole, then for a different reason, it's usher to plug it up. So reason number one that you can't plug it up is if you use a material that will smooth out. But if the wine is pouring out from the hole, even if it's a material that will not be smoothed out, it's still going to be usher. Va'afilu litein bo shum v'derach harama. Even to place some garlic over there in a sly manner, lomar she'enu mechavin elul hatzniyosham, to say your intention is really just to store it there and to put it there, but really deep inside you're trying to plug up the hole, that's also going to be aser. V'imhu talmud chacham, if the person is a talmud chacham, mutter lo laharim bekach, he is allowed to be sly, he can make it as if he is doing it to store the garlic, whatever the material is there, even though his intention really is to plug it up. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah explaining these two potential problems. One is smoothing it out, and number two is plugging up the hole, which is being misaken a mono. Sivkota memhe shavo shemen ov, afa gav de'en deruach b'shemen, aser. We understand by wax, you're going to smooth it out, that's the nature of wax, but thick oil is not exactly the most smoothable material. Says the Chavetz Chaim, even though meiruach b'shem, afal gav de'ein meiruach b'shemen, even though there is no meiruach, there's no smoothing out when it comes to oil, it's still aser. Digazrinan atru shava, the iser of the thick oil is it might lead you to use wax and that you'll smooth out. V'dafka shemen off, and therefore it has to be specifically oil that is thick. Kevan d'shayach b'ktsas meiruach. Since it's thick oil, at least it's shayach to meiruach. It's not real meiruach, but it's at least shayach to make the gzera. And therefore, asi la'achlufa, you might mix up the thick oil with the wax. V'hai shava tzarech lomer dehechinu l'tashrish me'esmol. Why are we only addressing the problem of putting in the wax that you're going to smooth it out? What about the fact that wax is muksa? If you have no use for the wax, so it's muksa. So zakta mishabura, this wax, you have to say you prepared it for use from yesterday. The im lo kain, because if it was not prepared from before Shabbos, b'lav hachi asur mishum muksa, it would be anyway forbidden to plug up the hole in your barrel with wax, because the wax is muksa. The lav klihu, wax is not considered a vessel. Uke shehechino lakach butel talkalo, but if you prepared it for this purpose, then it's allowed to be moved. V'lo gazrina shemi yidab kenu lakosa lo davar acher. And we're not going to make a gzeira that if you're allowed to move it, you might go and attach it to a wall or something else. Ta'af yim yidabik eino elamid rabbonon. Because even if you go ahead and you put your wax against the wall, that would only be an isad rabbonon of shema yimorach be'ez hadibuk, that you might smooth it out when you connect it. And therefore, that would be a gzeira l'gzeira. So the problem with the wax is plugging the hole up with the wax, you might smooth it out. But the fact that the wax becomes not muksa, you prepared it, so the fact that you might connect it to a wall is not going to be an isser, because it will be a gzeira l'gzeira. When I say, potentially, don't move the wax, you might plug it against the wall, and don't plug it against the wall, because you might smooth it out. And therefore, once the wax is prepared from before Shabbos, it gets a din of non-muksa, which is allowed to be moved, and we're not worried that you might connect it to the wall, even though that's only us at the Rabbanan, but we're not going to make a gzeira that you can't move it because of that reason. Shuman v'chelev dino keshava. The Mishnah Berurah ends off and says that fat, that's kosher fat, chelev, which is not kosher fat, has the same din as wax. That is, those are materials that also can be smoothed out, and there will be a problem of memareach. Sivkotin mem vav memareach. V'kevan dehum nishum chash meruach. Since the reason you can't plug up the hole in your barrel with wax, or the thick oil, or specifically the wax, is because of a concern that you might smooth it out. Osar afilu im ein machnes Hashem besoch hanekev. It will be osar even if you don't put the oil inside the hole. Even if you just place it on top, not in the hole, but over the hole from the outside, it's still going to be aser. When it comes to this, meruach is also no chiluk, like we saw in the mechaber later, between a talmud chacham and a regular person. So either way, it's going to be aser. So if the chash is meruach, 2 points. Number one, even if you don't place it in the hole, you put it outside the hole, it's going to be aser. And number two, it doesn't matter who you are. Sivkot mem zayin. But if it's a material where there's no concern for meruach, and as the Ramah added on, and the wine is not coming out, it's mutter. Hainu afilu lachniso tochanekev. You'd be allowed to put it even inside the hole. The hole v'ein hayayin yotzei afilu bli tikun. Since the wine is not coming out anyway before you fix it up, so lo mechzik kemesakin, by putting something inside the hole, that's not, you're not going to shmir. So number one, you're not going to smooth it out. And number two, it doesn't look like mesakin because nothing's coming out anyway. The Achronim kosu the Ikir Kedasa Rambam. The Achronim write the Ikir Shitas like the Rambam. Shecholek as he argues on this. V'smirle and he holds the Afilu im Ein Hayayin Yotzei Derech Shom. Even if the wine is not pouring out initially, Gam Kain Oser Litein Shum Dover Besoch Hanekiv L'Sasmo. You're not allowed to put anything inside to close up the hole. Mishum Dahave Kain Bona. That's like building. Ella the Algav Hanekiv Milamala. But outside the hole, above the hole, the lays they mishun binyan, where there is no concern for binyan, eino aser ki'im bedavar shemis bareach. Then it would only be aser with a material that can be smoothed out, but something that will not be smoothed out, that you can put above the hole to block it, that would be okay, even if you're the Rambam. Sivkotan memches, the Mechaber said, if the wine is pouring out from the hole, it's aser to plug it up with any material, midirabonon. Mipnei de milsi kimisakin, it looks like you're fixing up a kli. Vidavka kishesosmo bedavar shein derech listombo. This is only a concern if you're plugging up the barrel with something that normally would not go there. Kimo bitzur katan of a kesem, like a small pebble or a wood chip. Ava mutter lukuliyama listom be'ez kigon barza. But according to everyone, it would be permissible to plug up the hole with a piece of wood or something like a faucet. Kimo shu derech tamid listombo. That's something that normally would go there, that would be permissible. It only looks like you are doing tikkun mana and the asad rabbanon if you put in something that doesn't really belong there. Sivkata memtes, we said in the Mechaber, even to put garlic there, derech harama, to say you're only hiding it there, you're not plugging up the hole, even that's going to be asr. Kevan de be'emes mechavin hu l'sasmo. So the Mishabura says in memtes, since in truth your kavana is to close it up. However, if you're a Tamil Chacham, we said it's mutter to do arama, sivkata nun, vimu Tamil Chacham, the kevan shu Tamil Chacham, since the person is a Tamil Chacham, ein lochush bo. We're not concerned with him, shenatirenu al yidei harama, that if we allow him to do it, derech harama, yavo laval isser de rabbanan ze afil below harama. Beli harama. So we're not worried if we allow him to do it, derech harama, he's going to be over the isser de rabbanan to do it without harama. The custom of Magen Avraham, the after Kaim Elon, the Ha'idna Ein Lonu Din Tamil Chacham, even though in general we say nowadays there is no Din of a Tamil Chacham, Mikomokom Le'inyan Zein Lahachmir. Lagabe, this Inyan, one does not have to be Machmir, one can take on that Din of a Tamil Chacham if he is one. Ayin Shem. V'yesh Shecholkim Alav, there are those who argue with Magen Avraham, and they see even Lagabe this Din, we would say there's no Din of a Tamil Chacham, and you cannot do it Baharama. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sifyud Beis. Sakin shu tochu v'kaisel shel eitz, a knife that is stuck into a wall that is made out of wood, mi bodyom for Shabbos, osur lohotzio b'Shabbos, you can't take it out on Shabbos. Kevan shu dover mechuber, since the kosel is something attached to the ground, you can't pull it out. Aval im hu tochu b'safsa, but if the knife is not stuck into a wall attached to the ground, rather it's stuck into a bench that is not attached to the ground, v'chein b'chodover tolush, and so too, anything else that's detached, mutter lotzio, you can't take it out. This should sound familiar, because a few shiurim ago we had this discussion, but here, the Mishabura brought down about a wall, the Mechaber was discussing in a vessel, but here the Mechaber tells us, a knife that is stuck into a wall made out of wood from before Shabbos, you can't pull out on Shabbos. It's attached to the ground. You're going to widen the hole. That's going to be a problem, as we'll see a binyan. But if it was stuck into a safsal or anything else detached to the ground, then it's mutter. The Ramah says, V'im dotza ushlofa mibodyom. If you stuck it into the wall and pulled it out of the wall, and then you put it back in from before Shabbos, afilu bakosal shari. Then not only is if it's detached as a mutter, but even a wall is mutter. Because since obviously you stuck it in and out and back in, you already widened the hole, and therefore we're not worried about binyan when you pull it out now a second time. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Nun Aleph, why does the Mechaber say, Dafko, wall made out of wood is aser? Nokat shel eitz, the bekoshel shel levenim, if it would be a wall made out of bricks, matzui kama pa'amim, it will be found various times, she'ein shuro seyem medubakim zelazet. As you know, if they're made out of bricks, sometimes there's cracks, and there are spaces over there, v'oz mutter lahotzia afilim lohaya dotzo shlafa badyom. And then sometimes it will be mutter, if it's a wall of levenim, to pull it out, even if it was not put in, taken out, put in again, like you need by a wood wall. So a wood wall is just more solid, and therefore it's always going to be a problem if it was just stuck in one time and you're pulling it out. But if it is a wall made out of levenim, so then sometimes it comes about that there's room and it will be mutter anyway, it will be more lenient. Sivkata nunbe is asr lotzio. So we say it's asr to pull out the knife, al yidei hotza asr, by pulling it out. Kevan shahaya mitchila takua ktas b'chozek. Since it was from the beginning stuck in with some strength, it's impossible that you will not widen the crack over there. And when you make any hole in a wall that's attached to the ground, yeshbu mishum kodeach, the hutolada de bona. So kodeach is a tolda bona, so you're being over the isra of binyan by pulling out the knife and widening the hole. The aftein miskavin is that even though that's obviously not your intention, you just want the knife to use it. Kimap sikresha, it's pretty obvious and for sure it's going to happen. So it's a sikresha on a daraisa, which is usr. We had a lengthy discussion earlier in the siman of Sivkatan Yud Aleph, what the Achronim say exactly about this case of the wool. Sivkatan Nun Gimel. But we said in the Ramah, if you put it in, took it out, put it in again before Shabbos, then it's mutter. Shari lohotzio, it'll be mutter to take it out on Shabbos. The af lachzor v'litchavo sovakosel, you can also stick it back into the wool afterwards. Dekevan dekfar notz asakim bakosim bodyom. Since you already stuck the knife into the wall from before Shabbos, v'hotzio when you pulled it out, v'hadar notz when you put it again, so kfar hurchav mekol moshavo, you already widened the place where the knife is settled. V'sula have a psikresha, it's no longer a psikresha if you pull it out and therefore it's mutter. Aval im lo chazo na'atzam ibodyom, but if you didn't go ahead and put it back in from before Shabbos, nira da'asa lutchav osavakosa, you can't stick it in now for the second time on Shabbos, it does not widen the hole enough, the fact that it was put in and taken out one time. We need that you put it in, took it out, put it back in. That extra time that you put it back in, that widens it enough that you can take it out on Shabbos, but if you just put it in and took it out, to put it back in is not going to be enough. That concludes Siman Shin Yud Aleph, Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow begins Siman Shin Tes Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.